Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A member of Israel's war cabinet has said the military could take matters into its own hands if the world and the Lebanese government don't do more to stop the militant group Hezbollah from attacks at its northern border. Benny Gantz said times was running out for a diplomatic solution. Shaima Khalil reports from Jerusalem.
Benny Gantz has warned that if the world and the Lebanese government don't act to prevent Hezbollah from firing on Israel's northern residents and to distance the group from the border, the Israeli army was going to do it. State media in Lebanon say that an Israeli airstrike has killed a Hezbollah fighter along with his two relatives. The attack reportedly hit a house in Bint Jbeil, a town about 2 kilometers from the border with Israel. A Hezbollah statement said one of the victims was an Australian citizen who was visiting his family. Exchanges of fire between the Israeli army and the Lebanese militant group have escalated since October the 7th.
The United States is sending another $250 million in arms and equipment to Ukraine, the last tranche available without a new vote in Congress. From Washington, here's Shingai Nyoka.
The military aid package includes air defence equipment, 15 million rounds of ammunition, as well as ammunition for rocket systems and artillery. And with this disbursement, the U.S. has exhausted the funding it had set aside to help Ukraine fight the Russian invasion. The White House urged Congress to urgently pass a new funding request so as to keep Ukraine's war efforts on track and to defend territory it recaptured from Russia. President Biden has asked Congress for another $61 billion for Ukraine, but some Republicans are refusing to approve the assistance without an agreement to tighten security along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The United States and Mexico have held high-level talks on migration, a crucial issue in the U.S. presidential election campaign. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador met a delegation led by the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Mexico City. Mexico's foreign minister described the meeting as very good, but gave few details. A European trial of a new antibody treatment for babies with a common winter respiratory virus indicates that hospital admissions could be slashed if the children get a single injection. Unlike vaccines, which prompt the immune system to create antibodies, nirsevimab bypasses that step, giving instant protection. The trial involving 8,000 babies under 12 months old showed an 83% reduction in hospital admissions for RSV, which can cause serious lung infections. Kate Parker's two daughters took part in the study.
Jess got the antibody jab, but they both remained healthy. And I hoped that in the long term, if it was shown to be effective, that it would prevent families from their babies being ill and lots of hospitalisations.
World News from the BBC. Poland's new pro-EU government has put the country's state-owned television, radio and news agency into liquidation a week after sacking the heads of the organisations. It accuses the previous government of turning them into a mouthpiece for its policies. The culture minister said the move would let them keep operating while restructuring takes place. Thousands of people have demonstrated in Buenos Aires against a decree of radical economic reforms announced by the new Argentine president Javier Milei. The protesters demanded that the courts intervene to declare the plan unconstitutional. It scraps hundreds of economic regulations, including a price ceiling on rent. It also puts restrictions on the right to strike. Apple says it's thrilled to be able to restart sales of its latest smartwatch models to American customers after a U.S. federal appeals court suspended a ban. The tech giant had lodged an emergency appeal after government trade regulators ruled that Apple had infringed blood oxygen monitoring patents held by the Californian company Masimo. The health firm alleges Apple poached key employees to develop the monitoring know-how in its flagship watches, which were pulled from the U.S. market last week. The Austrian engineer Gaston Glock, who developed one of the world's best-selling handguns, has died. Bethany Bell has this report.
Gaston Glock's rise began in the early 1980s when he and a team of experts developed the Glock 17, a lightweight semi-automatic gun made mainly of plastic. The weapon, which was easy to assemble, rapidly sold throughout the world. Gun control advocates criticised Gaston Glock for popularising powerful guns. The reclusive Mr. Glock rarely responded. In July 1999, he survived an attempt on his life when an investment broker who managed his assets tried to have him killed by an attacker with a hammer.
That's the latest BBC News.